The national unemployment rate is edging closer to pre-pandemic levels, but it's not big cities seeing the biggest jobs rebound, according to a new study from the Economic Innovation Group. Here to help us discuss the results, let's bring in our next guest, Kenan Fikri, Economic Innovation Group Director of Research. Kenan, thanks so much for joining us today. So let's get right to it. Which cities and metro areas are leading the recovery and why?
Sure. Yeah, we're seeing the cities of the Mountain West and the Sun Belt lead this recovery. So we're here at places like Austin, San Antonio, Salt Lake City, and Nashville. These places, you know, they're leading the recovery because, you know, they were growing fastest going into the pandemic. They had a lot of momentum behind them when the pandemic hit, such that, you know, the pandemic recession was really a bump in the road for them, and they continued growing very strongly on the other side of it. On the flip side, you know, the pandemic kind of cut the engine of the economies of many other metropolitan areas, especially big coastal superstar cities like New York and San Francisco, and other tourism-dependent areas that we see kind of at the bottom of the tables right now.
So those big cities have been sort of magnets for talent. Do we see them sort of catch up soon, or is there a fundamental shift away from needing to focus on those centers?
Two big questions, open questions with that. So one is, you know, how quickly do office workers come back downtown? You know, these are advanced, highly differentiated kind of metropolitan service economies, and that's a big open question. The other one is actually international immigration. You know, the country has had about 2 million fewer immigrants or working age population immigrants since the pandemic started. And usually those workers arrive first in places like San Francisco and New York. And that pipeline has dried up of people, of jobs, you know, of economic activity. That's going to be essential, I think, to restore for these parts of the country that even in good times typically shed, you know, domestic migrants to recover and regain their momentum.
So, Kenan, even in those sort of metro areas, some of them you mentioned, you know, Austin, Tampa, Phoenix, Jacksonville, where they are seeing growth, it's been uneven. There's been a difference between sort of sectors. So what sectors are faring better than others? What's doing well?
You know, we are seeing a compositional shift occur in most metropolitan economies in the country right now. Doing best are industries like transportation and warehousing. No surprise there, given the shocks that the pandemic has unleashed on the economy. Heartland cities are very well positioned to capitalize on that, kind of being the crossroads of the country. It's also, though, burgeoning tech and innovation sectors. Story of a place like Salt Lake City and Austin. Manufacturing is helping a number of these economies recover too. What's dragging everywhere really is leisure and hospitality. So people are still not traveling as much as they used to, nor are they eating as much as they used to out, et cetera. Education and healthcare, surprisingly, are sectors that have continued to shed jobs throughout the pandemic. That's one thing that we're going to be watching over the coming years, since the eds and med sectors have been so important for maintaining kind of the economic base of cities in the former Rust Belt, looking for a resurgence, et cetera, that, you know, if these emerge from the pandemic permanently smaller for one reason or another, that's going to have to change a lot of economic development strategies across the country.
And then I'm wondering, what percentage of those metro areas have sort of come back to pre-pandemic levels or surpassed them when it comes to jobs? And then which areas are lagging and when do they catch up, do you think?
Yeah. So far it's about just under a quarter of the country's metropolitan areas have fully recovered back to kind of pre-pandemic 2019 job levels. In the West, that's over 70%. So the West is by far the strongest region economically right now, especially the interior West, not so much the California coast. By the end of this year, it looks like just over half of the country's metro areas are going to reach that level. So that's going to be an important milestone to celebrate, and we will have achieved it much faster coming out of the pandemic recovery than, you know, we did after the Great Recession, which was a really long, grinding recovery for much of the country. But from there, you know, there's more uncertainty. You know, how long does it take that remainder to fully recover and how many places in the country will never reach the peak employment levels that they achieved in kind of 2018, 2019, you know, which after all was the end of a decade-long expansion cycle. You know, it's true after every recession, there are always, you know, parts of the country that never fully regain what they lost as our economy, you know, keeps shifting and evolving. And that's going to happen out of this one, too. And yet we don't quite know how that's going to shake out yet.
All right. Still a lot of things up in the air. But thank you for your time and your perspective and those research results. We'll leave it there. Kenan Fikri, Economic Innovation Group Director of Research. Thank you and happy Friday.